Press start. Select your player. Jackson Ammons.
That's me.
Ethan Sellers.
Let's go!
This is The Breaking Point.
The Edge. We're back with Emily Patton on the airwaves.
Airwaves.
Surfing on the airwaves.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Surfing. Okay, apparently society thinks we're dumb.
We are.
I mean, yeah, but like, not to this
especially
extent.
You, Jackson.
Okay, I was going to say.
You can, both of you can chill.
Good shade.
Shade, yeah. Okay, no. This is dumb, though. You have to.
No.
It is.
No, it's not.
I agree.
No.
It's pretty silly. Fist bump.
Yeah, fist bump that, yeah. Okay.
I disagree with both of you.
Freaking like, no. Okay, we got Griffin in here as well. We're talking about society. I don't know who's put these in. Like, it's like these lights that go at the end of sidewalks because apparently we can't look up when we're texting.
The Dutch Road Safety Group.
Okay, so the Dutch.
DVN.
Wait, is this in America?
It says it's Dutch.
Okay, so Dutch. Either way, I take it as an insult. So, you know, you're texting, okay? You're texting, you're looking down, texting. And if you're outside, you're on the sidewalk, I'd hope, not in the middle of the road. And you're walking, and all of a sudden, you don't realize the sidewalk ends. So you walk into the street and you get hit by a car. Apparently. Okay? No, Dutch. What is it?
What? Dutch VVN?
The Dutch VVN. Okay? They have taken it upon themselves to install, like, these little, like, lightsaber lights at the end of sidewalks. So you realize, like, oh.
Okay, but you have to admit they look pretty cool.
They look pretty amazing.
They look especially at night.
They're cool, but it's a dumb idea.
What? But
well,
I don't think it's a dumb idea.
It's a smart idea.
It's safety. Yeah.
But it's like, it's sad that we can't.
Yeah, I know. It is
like,
sad that
look
like,
up from our phones.
It's sad that people, like, it's come to that. Like, I think it's a good idea because it prevents, like, injury and death for people that just might walk into the street. But it's sad that it's come to that where people literally can't look up to save their own lives.
I don't know how people, like, don't look up from their phone, though. Like, you get, lost in your phone.
No.
That's crazy.
I don't think I've ever gotten that lost. Well, I almost like, crossed the street once.
There have been a few times in the hallway where it happens.
Oh, yeah,
I'll,
the hallway
like,
happens
kinda,
a
like,
lot.
Run into somebody, but I, like, know where I'm going, and it's easy to,
plus,
like,
the halls are so crowded.
Yeah, and it's easy to, like, use my peripheral vision to go, okay, my right's coming up, and then I turn right, and, like, stuff like that, but I don't know. Like, they have to install these giant lightsaber lights, so we are like, oh, okay, the sidewalk ended. Like, one, at least for me, myself, and I would, like, recognize, okay, the sidewalk is now a different color. Oh, wait, it's blue. I'm in the middle of the road, and I'd go back.
Like, the thing is, like, if you're really into your phone, do you think that you'd even see these lights? Because, like,
they're bright. They're bright.
They are bright. That's true. My thing is, like, when you hear a car coming,
that too, yeah. I mean,
if you have earbuds in, maybe.
That's true, I guess.
I listen to oh my gosh, I can't talk. I listen to my earbuds a lot whenever I, like, have my phone out.
Yeah, but I always have, like, only one in and one out. Like,
that's smart. So I like to get the full experience, so I
feel
put
that.
Them, yeah.
So now you, now you can't hear.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Then you can't see because we're looking at our phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're easily hit by a car. Done.
Like,
see,
according to the Dutch society.
See, and therefore, this is a good idea. You just proved my case.
It's a good idea, but it's sad that we have come to it.
I said according to the Dutch society. This. Like, this is... No! I'm furious right now.
No!
Oh.
We don't need, like, stupid, like, little lights.
Yes, we do.
If it saves lives, then it's never a bad thing, man.
If it does, then yeah, keep installing it, but it wouldn't save mine.
Just because you don't need it doesn't mean other people don't need it, Jackson.
It wouldn't save mine. I'm rebelling against
That's like
it.
Saying, oh man, we don't need stop signs because I will stop at that corner.
That's actually kind of a good analogy. Jackson, you're endangering people here.
I don't need a stop sign. I will stop. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, if I see it, I'm going to keep walking just for the heck of it.
Wow, and then you're going to get hit by a car and I'm going to laugh at you so hard.
You're going to laugh and get hit by a car?
So hard.
Do. You want to help me up at least a little bit?
No.
At least a little bit?
My friend hit a car when he was... My friend ran into a parked car on his bike. How do you run into a parked car?
On his bike?
On his bike.
Wait, can't he, like, swerve out of the way?
Yeah,
like?
That was my point.
I mean, a parked
car. A parked car.
It's really stupid if you hit a parked car.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to miss.
I told him it takes talent.
It takes talent. I mean, if you hit a parked car, you might as well be like the dumbest person alive, mm-hmm. right? I mean,
yeah, Jackson.
Mm, yeah, me. yeah. I might have once. It happened once.
or twice.
Once. Or
three times.
once.
Oh, wait. How many times was it, Jackson?
Once. I hit a parked car once.
All right. How many car accidents have you been in, though?
We don't need to talk about that. Maybe two.
Okay.
Three. 10. Not 10, I promise. Like, not that bad.
I forget how. I want to say it was like 4. Five, six, seven.
We don't need to talk about this.
Oh my gosh.
Six. It's definitely six.
Okay. I will say, in my defense, I know I'm recognizing I'm not the best driver in the world.
Not the best.
But all of my accidents have been in a driveway or a parking lot.
See? Park car. Thank you, guys.
It's bad. It's bad. I ran into the back of the garage. I ran into the garage. I hit a car that was parked in my driveway.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's it. And the parked car.
And guys, he drives me home every single time after the breaking point.
You gotta pray for Ethan. This isn't good.
Hashtag pray for Ethan, guys. Make it trend.
Coming up next, entertainment. Top news stories of the week done by Ethan Sellers.
Well, what?
Hand clap fits in the tantrums. Turn it up. Top 10 worst ways. Ethan and I, we took it upon ourselves to actually go in to Carmel High School.
And try them out. A, I need a girlfriend. And B, we just kind of thought it would be funny.
Yeah, wait, so you need a girlfriend, so you use the top 10 worst ways?
Well, you never know.
Wait, now you can learn what you don't want to do.
Exactly. Thank
there you. Can go.
So you did this on real girls?
Yes.
I was trying to picture Ethan asking.
How did you even get a girl to talk to you?
Oh! Ooh, Ethan's gonna cry. He's crying in the corner right now.
See you later, Ethan.
He's walking out of the studio. Okay. Bye, Ethan.
Well, as he's walking out, hope you guys enjoy this.
Oh, here he comes. He's coming.
Yeah, I know we like met like 5 seconds ago, okay? But we both really like almonds and muffins, and I just really felt this connection between us, and I was just really wondering if you want to marry me.
No, that's okay.
Next girl. And asked, I've lost my phone number. Can I have yours? What's your response you're going to give him?
Fake phone number.
So negative response. Do you have a map? Because I'm getting lost in your eyes. What's your response going
to
be?
Who do you think you are? Don't, please don't come up to me and say that.
Okay.
Boo! I was just wondering, do you want to go out?
No, what the heck?
Hey, what are you doing after school today?
I'm probably going to go work out, you know, maybe do some homework.
You got any time after that?
I don't know.
You want to maybe go out dinner with me?
Whoa, man, come on. Hey, that's my girl, okay? Oh,
yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. So sorry. There she is.
Talk to quiet.
You ready? Let's go. Hey, I just met you.
And this is crazy.
No. Hey, I saw you from a distance. I thought you looked really beautiful. Is it okay if I give you these flowers?
Yeah.
Here you go. I got some daisies for you.
Wait, no, I'm allergic. Achoo!
Hi, I know we just met, but I've dated, like, a lot of girls, like, a lot of girls. There was, like, this one girl who really, like, she was, like, a month ago, and then, like, this really weird Italian girl. I couldn't ever understand her, like, a week ago. I had a little fling, so I was wondering, would you like to be my fourth person I've dated?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yes! She said yes!
Let's go!
Woo!
Okay, so number 10 worked. Number 10 did work.
Remember, you got the girl there.
It's not the worst. It's not the worst one.
Not one of the worst ones.
It's the best worst one.
Okay, that was number 4. Okay, you listed mm-hmm. your past relationships mm-hmm. in order to get the girl, and she said yes.
Because of the experience that I showed.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly. He has a lot of experience, and the girl's like, huh, he'll probably be a good boyfriend. So
You going to go on a date with her, Ethan?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
I hope it works out for you, man.
Me too.
Yeah. We also had a proposal. You heard me in the mm-hmm. beginning there. I had a proposal to a girl, so I literally walked up to the girl, said, hey, how's your day? And she's like, oh, you know, good. And I said, okay, cool. I got down on one knee, and I said, hey. She's wearing like this like muffin shirt, and I'm like, hey, I know we just met, but I know you really like muffins, and I feel like I like muffins too, and I just felt the spark, so you want to marry me? And she's like, I gotta get to class. I'm like, okay.
As you see, I tried doing the proposal thing too. The problem was like the mic. I wore the concealed mic, so like they couldn't even see that I was recording them. And so I actually just walked up to this random girl who's wearing this Michigan State shirt. I was like, hey, I know we just met. I like Michigan State. You like Michigan State. And then I got down on one knee and said, would you like to date me? And she was like, no. And she just walked away. She looked so mad. She was like, what the heck?
She's like,
did you hear the
happened?
One girl?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, do you have a map? Because I'm getting lost in your eyes. And she's like, who do you think you are? I'm like,
that was the best one.
That was my favorite.
I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings or whatever happened. And it was bad. Let's see. What else was in there? We had one more really funny one. Oh, okay. So I went to this one. Didn't make it in there, but I went up to a girl. I was like, hey, you look really hungry. And she's like, you know what? I am. Like, it was right before lunch. I was like, well, can I buy you some of the vending machine? And she's like, yeah, sure. So we walked to the vending machine. I'm like talking to her for like 10 seconds, whatever. I'm like, hey, how's your day been? She's like, oh, good. I was like, okay, cool. What do you want? She's like, Pop-Tart. I was like, okay, cool, Pop-Tart. Oh, wow, hit the mic. Hey, it's $1.25. Do you have any money on you? And she was so mad at me. She's like, oh. I was like, I don't have my wallet with me. Can you pay this time? I'll pay you back later. And she's like, no. And she walks away. I'm like,
she's just out for the money. Time.
I know. She was, that's all she wanted.
Gold digger.
Exposed for a vending machine.
Exposed to the breaking boy.
$1.25. Yeah.
$1.25. She's a gold. No.
I'm kidding.
So that was our top 10 worst ways to ask out girls. We
if
had
you
fun.
Have a worst way, call
in. Oh, yeah.
844-45.
If you have a failure, if you try to ask out a girl, it just did not work, we'd love to hear it.
I want
to
hear it.
Bad I want to hear it.
I need all the tips I can get.
These aren't the tips you want. Here's Maren Fields by Broken Bells on the Edge. Cycle down in the belly of the ocean.